Oh, fucking good morning, Big Tao Man. I know. Oh, it does. Here's Jack. He's asleep. He's tired. Hey. Beautiful boy. Oh, I love him so much. He's good. He's brave and he's handsome. Oh God, I'm tired. Oh, this is my face, you know. I really hate fucking stupid people that go along with the group because, hey, everybody else in the group's doing it, you know. And one of the things I did was this evening, you know, getting back onto that old thing, you know. Only about 2 months short of being 33 years drug free, which is a pretty good sort of achievement, you know. Yeah, partly because I just at the end of my self-medicating days, I won't say the party days, because you know, drugs were good in that they gave me an emotional circuit breaker from becoming another teenage suicide statistic. And I came to the point one day where I knew that no matter what I did and no matter how hard I tried, nothing was going to get any better. You know, and that's the point where you either suicide or you do something about it, you know. Do something about your issues. And I don't sort of get the magic Catholic power sticks, you know, and, you know, grovel by telepathy, you know, in that sense. But I had an awareness that I really needed to do something about what's going on in my life, and I, you know, asked for help. And so very shortly after, I was in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. That was really good, you know. Horrified at the time, but, you know, I didn't see any other option, you know. And it's another thing about those, oh, fuck, super hot chili on my finger. Oh, fuck. That reminds me. Aldi is selling big 1.5 kilo, 1.9 kilo jars of hot chilies. And through the pickling process, they lose a lot of their sort of potency. And if you leave them, say, in an uncapped container for a little while, they do resume to sort of being fairly hot, but they're not sort of, you know, the high speed anti sort of bacterial, antiseptic fucking high temperature, high pressure sort of preserving process in a pickling slash brine solution just, you know, knocks the flavour out of them. It knocks the fucking heat out of them, you know. So you get these habanero peppers. They're cheap. And they taste all right, you know. They're okay, but they're not, they've got no fucking go about them, you know. And, And so, yeah, tomorrow's going to be the last day they're going to be on the shelves for a long time. And I'm short of meat, you know. And so I don't know if I could do a fucking run to Aldi tomorrow. So yeah. I'd like to. But it just can't be fucked, you know, it's the distances and the time and the resources. But I would like to get some more meat. And yes, I am a bona fide, not super, super hot chili addict. But, you know, like a hot chili addict, you know. More for the fucking, you know. Oh, God. More for the fucking. Thing. Give me a thing. Oh, God. Yeah, my rolls of fat have rolls of fat. God. But what I've become is, you know, I've just become so fucking totally intolerant of bloody cunts in recovery, you know. I have. I've just become just fucking, yeah. You know, cunts are just, they, everybody parrots and, you know, it's like I'm 33 years drug free almost. That means that, you know, the groups buy all these little tokens and they hand them out to the fucking newcomers. And for every year after that, people buy their own little drug-free sort of medallions or something, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years sober, drug-free, whatever, you know. And by the time you get to 33 years sober, 33 years drug-free, the groups have bought and handed out around about 170,000, you know, welcome to NA or AA type trinkets for every one person that buys a 33 years sober medallion, you know. And, you know, say if you had 1,000 people walk into a Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, you know, today, within 3 months, 50% of them are gone, so you're down to 500. And you go through all the little sort of semi-anniversaries of 30 days, 60 days, you know, fucking 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, you know, drug-free sort of little tokens and shit like that. But by the time you get to 1 year drug-free, there's only about 50 people buying 1 year drug-free medallions, you know, little mementos, you know. Then to sort of skip it up a bit, you know, there's only 15 people buying 5 years drug-free medallions. And by the time you get to 10 years, you know, there's only like about 10 people buying drug-free medallions, you know. And so you get all these fucking retards, they spout the cliches without questioning the content of the cliches, you know. And, you know, they just seem to lack the capacity to think about what it is that they're being told, and they lack the capacity to think about what they're fucking saying, you know, and they lack the capacity to sort of match sort of cause with effect, you know. And, you know, meeting makers make it, you know, fucking... Oh, 90 meetings in 90 days. Oh, fuck, you know. And, God, I've got a little fucking zit there. Don't know if that's a razor cut or a pimple. Razor neck. But, they never actually sort of establish, you know, through any sort of formal process. Well, out of all the people who did a meeting every day, how many of them actually are drug-free, you know, at, say, various regular intervals, and how many of them are not, you know? And what's the sort of, you know, the sort of drop-off rate, you know? Well, they did meetings every day and they relapsed and never came back. You know. And I'll just get so fucking intolerant of these fucking retards and the shit, you know what I mean? Because, like, you can go to, I told them, you can go to different fucking meetings and just do a mental fucking, just draw a little list of every time they, oh, gave around the room ID and state your name and your clean time. You know, this is not to embarrass you. This is to get to know you better. You know, fucking rah, 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 rah. And so you'll get a whole heap of people within the first 3 months. Then you'll, towards a year, it'll start to sort of taper down. And then as the years go by, there's even less and less and less and less and less, you know. So you might get, say, an average of, say, well, I'll just make this up, just pull it out of my ass, you know what I mean? Just the numbers to make it easy. But say you get 20 people in a meeting, you know. So you have to go to 50 different meetings to get across 1,000 people. Oh, just, you know what I mean, you know. And so, you know, out of those 1,000 people, there'll be 10 of them with fucking 10 years drug-free, 15 of them with 5 years drug-free, and, you know, 50 of them with 1 year drug-free, and then fucking 500 of them with all with under 3 months or less, you know, or a thousand, or sort of like 1,000 within the first few days, and, you know, and they just taper off fucking rather rapidly after that. And I've just started to tell these cunts to shut up and fuck off, you know. You know, and they don't... See, that's one of the things about having a lot of time up, you know, is that's one thing, having been drug-free for this time, but it's also another thing to have put that time into good use, you know, because you can be, you know, a fucking fence-sitting bloody fuckwit who achieves nothing, you know, and then you can be someone who's has done a lot with their time, that they have been drug-free. You know, and you can pick the fucking idiots, you know. Because there's so very, 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 very fucking few people who actually are 30 years or more drug free. There's just fucking rare, you know. I like peanut. Now, don't you fuck with that camera. Having their little face, aren't you? You and Jack. Good. You're right, Jack. The you know, because people with a lot of time up are comparatively fucking rare. He's got a sore eye. Get off. So, because the people with 30 years drug free plus are comparatively fucking rare, you know. Yet none of these cunts Not one of them out of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people have ever said, "Oh, Shane, great wise sage, eagle of all heaven, bestow us with your pearls of wisdom and worldly ways, you know. Oh, equal of all heaven, you know, fucking show us the way, divine master, you know." And none of them. And you know, they just they don't put in the fucking, they don't put in the thought, they don't put in the time, they don't put in the fucking effort to seek knowledge and information, like, you know. You know, if there was 100 people in a meeting, there'd be like, you know, one that's over 10 years drug-free. And most of them are going to be like in the first couple of years, almost all of them, and very few beyond that, you know. And none of them will go, "Oh, great wise sage, equal King Shane, great sage, equal of all heaven," you know. None of them will fucking come up and say, "Well, what do I need to do to get drug free, stay drug free, and work through all my issues?" You know. None of them. You know, they're like fucking stupid people, you know. I guess it's a bit like saying, there was a solar racing event from Darwin to Melbourne, the solar car thing, you know. And they came through town and parked here overnight. And I went down for a look, you know. And there was the team from the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, Swinburne, and I've never seen a solar race car up close, you know. But I looked at it and I went, "Oh, okay." Now, because I read, I look at videos, I look at documentaries, I read, you know. And, you know, everything's interesting in my world. And so I shot off about 21 or 2 very technical questions, but in a machine gun kind of fashion, you know. I said, "I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that is an electronic clutch. Why did you choose an electronic clutch, and how have you got it configured to work?" And they said, "Well, when it's in drive mode, we engage the clutch, you know, and you know, when it's climbing hills, you know, we have the clutch engaged. And when we're going down modest, up from slight inclines to modest inclines, they disengage the clutch so the unit can fucking freewheel and go down the slopes. And they said that on really steep inclines, what they do is they keep the... There's a thing that every time you double your speed, your power required goes up by four. So if you're coasting down a really steep hill, your speed will effectively double, but the power that you're losing to friction goes up by four. So what they do is that they use the clutch, they engage the clutch to use it as regenerative braking, which means the motor with the clutch, you know, the clutch is engaged and the motor becomes a generator and it puts power back into the batteries rather than simply flying down the fucking hill at an enormous rate of knots, you know, and losing a lot of power to friction, like air friction, and sort of exceeding the capabilities of the fucking solar racer, you know. They use it to power the bloody brakes, you know. They use the power of the downhill force, the gravity, to regenerate power into the fucking batteries. And I just shot off a whole heap of stuff like that. And these two guys came up to me and they said, "We're so fucking glad to see you." You know, because all we do is we get people just asking us fucking dumb shit all the time, you know. Like, you know. And I went, "What? Like, you know, the ball tyres? Oh, the ball tyres don't, these tyres don't have any tread on them. Is that legal?" You know, and I said, "It's the rolling coefficient of friction. You know, the more soft and flexible tread you have, the deeper it is and all this sort of stuff, the more the tread squirms over the fucking gravel, or over the body, you know, the contoured surface of the fucking bitumen, the more the tread sort of squirms and deforms and turns to fucking heat, flexing the rubber, and you lose energy like that. So that's why you have very hard, high-pressure tyres, you know, that are basically bald when running on the road, you know. So I knew all this shit before I ever fucking ran into them. And yet these fucking dumb cunts in these meetings, you know, they're just, it's like the blind leading the blind, you know. You know, and I was, see, they're not there prepared to learn. It's like a social club. They've got to go, "Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck," you know. And so when you get me sharing and it's really solid on topic sort of stuff, these cunts go, "Oh, fuck," you know, they're more intent on watching, you're giving your little 3 minutes of fucking time rather than delving into a shitloads of really deep experience where that you can learn a lot from. And it's kind of like, I'm one of the very few people that can do that, you know. And, you know, the retarded cunt sits there going, "Oh, your 3 minutes is nearly up. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck," you know. But they're more intent on the 3 fucking minutes rather than the opportunity to learn from me, you know. This is fucking stupid, you know. And so I was in an irritable mood and I was outside, you know, soldering up some electrical connections and all this sort of shit. And I just said, "You fucking retarded cunt with the bloody timer, turn that fucking shit off while I'm sharing, you know." "Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, you can't do that. That's breaking the rules. Oh, well," I never agreed to them, you know. I said, "I'll just shut the fuck up." "Oh,
Fuck. Oh, quick, mute him, mute him. Turn off the fucking sound. He's telling us all to get fucked, you know? Oh, God, you know. And they, and I just, oh, beat him, beat him, beat him, quick, beat him from the room, beat him from the room. Oh, my God, he's upsetting all the bloody retards, you know. And I said, they learn nothing. In one ear, out the other, and nothing sticks on the way through, you know. You know. And that's true. It's like, you know, for every one of me, there's about 170,000 people who didn't make it, you know. And, yeah, Jack's hurt badly in the eye. So I gotta love him. You know? But none of them ever come up to me and say, oh, fuck. Could I have you as my advisor, you know? What do I need to do to get drug-free, stay drug-free, and deal with all my issues? None of them. And they all sit there like bloody nodding dogs, you know. Oh, cliche, cliche, cliche. Oh, go to meetings, it's, oh, fuck yeah, get drug-free. Go to meetings, and when I'm travelling off, go to meetings, and fucking, well, you know, there's so much more to being drug-free and staying drug-free and dealing with all your issues rather than just going to fucking meetings. You know, how about you learn to read and learn to think, you know, and then sort of look at a fairly broad spectrum of all what the fucking issues are and why there's so many in this thing called being part of the group. If them almost everybody in the fucking group goes back out using and dies, what are you doing putting your fucking brains? Why are you affiliating yourself with a bunch of losers who do nothing but talk shit, you know? You can't say that. Fuck off. And so, yeah. I'm tired. So that's what they do, you know. And then the second meeting was this cunt. You know, this fucking retarded cunt turns up from the first meeting. Oh, 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 you know. Oh, I kicked my first person out of a meeting tonight. And I said, yeah, that was me, you stupid cunt, you know. Oh, oh, fuck, oh, you can't say that, you can't say that, oh, fuck. I said, I can, you know. You know, they're fucking morons. They are fucking morons. Almost everybody I've met in NA is a fucking moron. And they're drug-fucked. They're drug-fucked morons, you know. You know. You mean, you know. It's like a flow-on effect of fucking bullshit, you know. Like, you get people with a lot of time up this so fucking rare. None of them ever ask, what do I got? My God, this is the person, this is like the one in 170,000 fucking people. Let's pay this guy some special. If I'm going to get to die of old age and natural causes, let's just ask this guy how to do it. No. You know, and these stupid cunts would rather sit there and going, oh, your time's up, your time's up, you've got 3 minutes to share, your time's up, you've got to fucking stop in 30 seconds, or, oh. When you say, you fucking morons. You know, they're more intent on watching their little stopwatch and keeping control of everything rather than they are making the most of the opportunity to learn. You know? And because you tell them to fuck off, you know, you fucking, you know. You know, because you tell these fucking retards, you know, the entire group in 5 years' time, if there's 20 people, say 75 people, I think, in the online meeting, and, you know, in 3 to 5 years' time, almost all of them will be back out using, you know. And they're more intent on going on with each other's bullshit rather than they are saying, well, if the entire group is going to fucking relapse, what do I got to do to be like this guy and not like fucking them? You know, and this stupid cunt that was one of the co-hosts of the Zoom meetings. You know, he's bragging about how he turned off my mic and then kicked me out of the fucking meeting for standing up to all these stupid cunts and their fucking crap. You know? I don't see... The thing is that... You know... In order for it to be an issue, you've got to really give a fuck. But I've seen so many people try on so much fucking bullshit, you just go, fuck a whack, and bloody slap them down, you know, just fucking into them, don't put up with their bullshit, you know, don't put up with their stupid fucking, I'm a fucking legend, you know, they're so fucking stupid, they don't get it. If the majority of people who come to Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous don't die of old age and natural causes, they die because they're retarded cunts who just serve up their fucking bullshit, you know, and they get so upset when you hand it back to them. You know, where's the fucking disappointment in not getting their, gaining their love and affection and approval, you know, where, you know, they don't fucking matter. So their fucking opinions don't matter, and pretty much everything that everybody has to say in meetings is they're just talking out their fucking asses. You know, their opinion's not worth shit, you know. Where are you going to be in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of your time? You know? That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. That's one thing I've become is... Extremely sort of defensive in an offensive kind of way about my own fucking recovery and about my own having my own endorsement and having my own self-respect to not allow these cunts to sieve up their fucking shit and get away with it, you know? They're just fucking arseholes and idiots. And the thing about taking this crap on board is you don't have to. But, you know, trying to seek the approval of fucking arse, empty-headed fucking arseholes and idiots, it's just, what's the point, you know? You know? And they get upset that you don't give a shit. For every one of me, there's 170,000 of you, and they're all fucking dead. You know, fuck off. Bang! You know, power right in the fucking kisser. You know, just it's psychologically, you know. Just fucking, you know. They won't learn. They won't fucking deal with things. They just, oh, fuck me. Oh, you know, and you see them after some
You see when people share and they go, oh, fuck. Oh, it was a really good share, mate. Oh, fuck, that was really awesome. Oh, yeah, oh, you got my sympathies. Oh, fuck, yeah, it's really struggle. Such a struggle, fucking. But they don't say, well, okay, you're struggling through your shit. What are you actually doing about your issues? You know, what fucking resources do you have? What do you need to do to change? You know, where is this fucking stuff sourced in, you know? Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, you know? You know? And it's this thing about before they have the serenity prayer at the end of the meeting, they say, oh, let's have a moment's silence for the still suffering addict in and out of the fucking rooms. Oh, so tragic. And there's been times when I've piped up and said, why don't you fucking stupid cunts just shut up, you know? With this fucking shit that just because everybody else does it doesn't make it fucking right, you know. How about you think about what have I got to do to be, you know, a successful person? What do I got to do, you know, instead of sitting there lamenting the fucking downfall of all these fucking failures who wouldn't pull their finger out of their ass and do what it takes to deal with their fucking issues. Oh, the poor cunts, they couldn't, they're having such a hard time. Oh, you know. Oh, the poor still suffering addict. Oh, you know, what about the fucking getting your shit together? What things do you have to do to fucking get your act together? What things do you have to fucking, you know, who do you need to talk to, you know? Where's the solutions? You know? What are the results you need to get and how do you go about getting them, you know? Oh, no! No! It's just fucking... I'm a still suffering addict. Oh, so tragic. You know? Just retarded cunts. And I'm just fucking tired of them, you know? And because it is. I think that might be my mission in life, to express my dissatisfaction at being served up fucking bullshit, you know. I'd certainly, you know, getting vicious and fucking fuck with me and fuck with my life and fuck with my recovery with your bullshit in online meetings. I'll knock your fucking block off, you know. That's how it's now, it is these days, you know. You know, fucking peanuts. Anyway, good night.